Hi, this is Kyle Bauer with Plane Talk with the girl that's going to take up her WB-57 plane Monday and chase the eclipse, Jamie Bloom.
I can hardly wait. I need to get some gas before I go. I better stop by the gas station.
Yeah. NASA has two WB-57 planes, and they're going to chase the eclipse. Sounds like they think they can stay in the total eclipse for 7 minutes, mm-hmm. whereas if you and I are standing on the ground, about 4 to 5 is
right.
the most we're going to get.
So they're going to get a little bit more.
So they've got an expensive plane chasing it, mm-hmm. and they're going to get about 2 to 3 minutes more. Isn't that amazing how fast that moves?
Yeah.
That a plane, plane can only add that much more?
3 minutes. Says the rest of us will only get 4.
Yeah. And we won't get a total eclipse here at all.
Hmm. So they'll fly down into Mexico first and then race the eclipse as it moves across.
Yeah, of course, they're probably coming out of either Houston or Florida, but it's like, why go down there? I mean, it's a total eclipse across the United States for 1,000 miles. But, you know, again, I don't know where they're stationed. So
Yeah, that's true. I also had seen this article that said that NASA is going to launch 3 rockets directly into the eclipse. The so-called sounding rockets will be launched 45 minutes before, during, and 45 minutes after the eclipse just to collect data on the disturbances caused to particles in an upper level of the atmosphere called the ionosphere by the total eclipse. So that's just for research. Because a solar eclipse, it says it puts the ionosphere through extreme changes in just those matter of minutes. The region extends about 50 to 300 miles above the Earth's surface, goes from being warm and bombarded
with... you said 50 to 300?
50 to 300 miles.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, above the Earth's surface. It goes from being warm and bombarded with ultraviolet radiation to being abruptly deprived of that, only to be slammed with it moments later all over again.
Oh, so, yeah, that's right.
You know?
Because, it would be shut off and then it would be turned back on. Yeah. Well, these planes, the planes are only going to go to 50,000 feet, which would be 10 miles. So the rockets are going to go way up above that. And 50,000 feet's pretty high. I mean, most jetliners are running 29,000 feet. So
It says these rockets will be launched from Virginia, by the way, the Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia, and will go to a maximum altitude of 260 miles.
Wow.
So they'll take measurements then and then come back. So I had seen where a teacher from just north of our listening area is taking his whole class, and they're going to, I think he said, Little Rock, maybe?
Okay.
Going to Arkansas.
Yeah, that would be the...
In order to watch it and study it, so to say.
Okay, am I the only guy that as I hear all this total eclipsing, all I can get is it Carly Simon, that total, you're so vain...
You took
your plane to Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse of the sun.
I don't remember that lyric.
Well, you're just younger. In my era, that was, every time I hear the total eclipse of the sun, it's like, well, I would like to do that, so I must be that vain guy because it's...
I just think about Bonnie Tyler.
But I don't have a jet plane, a Learjet, I think it says, that you can fly off. So, but if I had one, I'd probably go do it. I mean, it's like, you know.
Why not?
I'm 66. I'm probably not going to get a chance to do this again. When is the next one? 300 years?
It's a long time. I know it's a long time because we had the one in 2017.
Yeah.
And then they talked about how we would have one in 2024, which seemed a long time back then, and it's funny how we're here already, and then we won't have one again until that's like a long time, but I have not found the
well, let's just say that there's your only chance. So if you're wanting to see one, you best get it done this time, and it's not that far, except lots of places I had seen weren't going to have great weather for it. They were going to be cloudy. So if you're going to go, look up what their weather is going to be in that area.
And they talked about that on the news this morning, that's why the highways and roadways are going to be so crazy. It's because people are going to be trying to
chase it
and get to a clear spot. I was in Colorado in October when we had the partial eclipse in the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of neat. We were hiking, and so we actually did scope it out, and we climbed up to the top of a of a, well, not the top of the mountain, but you know what I mean? We've climbed up to a real high spot. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends had brought eclipse glasses for us. Mm-hmm. So we sat and watched it and actually took some pictures with our phones. And it was kind of neat to see that. But it was only a partial, obviously. This will be total.
We tried taking some. Did you get pictures with your phone?
Well, they're interesting pictures. I'll have to show you. It's kind of funny how you could take a picture, and if you take a picture of one thing, like you could see the little moon-shaped crescent down in the corner. It was like reflections. It was kind of funny what we
tried
we
taking
some,
pictures but... 7 years ago, and with phones. I mean, nothing special,
right?
And we didn't get anything, but we still. It was kind of a cool day. I don't remember so much about the. About the eclipse being special, but it was pretty cool that we hung out and all got to experience it together.
Right. So, yeah. I was here in the parking lot with the staff.
There you go, and you remember.
We all brought chairs out and actually sat and.
Did you punch out, or were we paying you to do it?
I have no idea. Yeah. It's been too long ago. I don't remember. But.
It's the statute of limitations is over. You can admit it. Tell me.
I honestly don't know.
Okay. Final four is for the women is tonight.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And lots of other people are too.
Yeah.
And of course, this will be number one. South Carolina is set to take number three. North Carolina State. That's interesting. They're so
NC
close
State.
Together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have Iowa playing UConn. But the thing that I think is the most interesting, and of course it's great basketball, but the women's tournament has captivated sports fans this year, marked by record-breaking viewership.
Yeah.
The other night, 12 million people watched it. But the Iowa-LSU game, and that drew the highest number of women's basketball watchers ever.
Wow.
Okay.
That's
but
great.
And tonight the average ticket cost for the women's Final Four is $2,000, and the average for men is $1,000. Now wait a second.
Huh?
The women you can only seat 20,000 people, and the men you can seat 70,000.
Okay.
So there is a little bit of difference with that, but the America has really enjoyed the women's basketball.
I'm very much looking forward to it. Caleb and I we were talking this morning about what we were going to have for dinner and sit and watch the games. And so we've got it all planned out.
Yeah. You know, I just realized we were supposed to go to a arts council deal tonight.
Oh, yeah. There's an event tonight. And it looks good.
And it's like now all of a sudden
you're thinking,
it's
how do I get out of
this? It's going to be right over the top of this. It's like, all I do is not go. When you're 66, you can do anything you want.
Well, that's
you
a good
don't
point.
Have to do what people tell you to do.
Wait a minute. Have you asked Lisa?
When you're 66, you can do anything you want. So.
The Iowa UConn game is the one I'm most interested in, obviously. I mean, I think the other one's going to be a great game, too, honestly.
Now, why obviously?
Well,
Caitlin Clark.
And Paige Beckers with UConn is really, really good, too. And so she spent a season hurt. So we watched her when she was a freshman, and they talked about how amazing she was going to be. And then she ended up getting hurt, so she didn't play. But she's back now and seems to be 100%. And so that's going to be such a great game. But I plan to watch both games. But that one's the late game, so it might be if you go to a 7 o'clock show, you might still get to see.
But I really wanted to see the Iowa game too.
Iowa's
the late game. Yeah,
so that's what I'm saying.
I can't stay up that late.
Yeah, well, I think it starts at 8.
Oh no, I can't stay up that late.
Okay,
yeah.
Well,
but I can watch the first half.
It's rough to be 66. Holy
yeah,
cow.
No, you just have your own rules.
You can do whatever you want, but as long as it doesn't
as long as it's over by 9 o'clock.